I'm Deborah J.M. Smith. This is InformingChristians.com, current events and then some. It is Wednesday, May 13th, 2009. Taxing worker health benefits considered. Over at the Washington Times, hey, you know, I'm finding a lot of great headlines over there to comment on. And being it's a mainstream news source, I'm able to give my right-wing Christian view on it. I love it. I like this. I like this a lot more than going and getting other right-wing articles and commenting on it. That's kind of like building on another man's work. Whereas this, hey, I'm the right-wing Christian activist giving my view on it. Yeah, you come here to hear Deborah J.M. Smith, right? I almost said that with a straight face. Here's the thing. You don't come here to hear what another right-wing Christian activist has to say. Not that you'll never hear it, but hopefully you're coming here to hear what I have to say as the right-wing Christian activist. So here we go. Taxing worker health benefits considered. The Senate's top tax writer said Tuesday that taxing employer-provided health benefits is a possibility as lawmakers search for ways to pay for overhauling the nation's health care system and to ensure 50 million Americans who lack coverage, a stance that riles both business and union leaders and is at odds with some leading Democrats. Oh my gosh. Do we see a little difference here between this and what John McCain wanted? Wow, you know, some of you may remember all of the flack that John McCain took when John McCain wanted to give a $5,000 tax break write-off instead of having the health insurance benefits at work be tax exempt. This is how it is right now. If your employer pays for a part of your insurance and you pay for the other part, or you pay for the whole thing, the part that you pay for is taken out before taxes. Therefore, you're not paying taxes on that income. It's the equivalent of being able to write that amount off at the end of the year. It's the equivalent, only you never pay it to begin with. John McCain wanted to do this so that those who pay for their own health insurance and not through their employer, okay, it doesn't go through their paycheck, so that they would have equal ability to not pay taxes on that money, and they too at the end of the year would have up to a $5,000 write-off. Okay, the problem with this is this. Not everybody pays only under $5,000. Many people pay for more than $5,000 of their health insurance. Yeah, that's the problem. And also, my response to this is, hey, let the people who get it through their employers keep it the way they've got it, and then just simply have an extra thing on the 1040 for paying taxes, where if you do pay your own and you do not go through an employer, then you can write it off on your taxes up to $5,000. Why stop something that's already working for a good share of the people in this country? But reading this article, I'm seeing something very different from this majority Democrat-ran Senate. Oh my gosh, are you seeing it here? Let me read it again. Taxing employer-provided health benefits is a possibility as lawmakers search for ways to pay for overhauling the nation's health care system and to ensure 50 million Americans who lack coverage. If this article is correct, then this is saying that they want to tax those of us who have insurance more to pay for those who don't have insurance. I just have to say this. The Lord will always take care of his own. I'm not afraid. The just shall live by faith. And the Lord will always take care of his own. If you're not being taken care of, you may want to find out a couple things. Number one, are you truly of the Lord? Are you a true believer? Born in Christ? Born of the Spirit? Are you a true believer? And number two, if you are a true believer, are you running your finances as best as you can, or are you trying to live like a millionaire making $50,000 a year? Or are you trying to live like a millionaire making $1 million a year, and perhaps that's far more than you need? You see, God will take care of his own, but that does not mean he's going to spoil us. It's not to say that people of the Lord cannot have money, but people of the Lord have to stop and think, okay, are we trying for more than we should have? Are we losing our shirts because we're being greedy? You see, God won't bless that. I don't know where the line is drawn. I don't know why some believers can have a lot financially and some can't. I don't know. That's up to God. I suppose it's possible that it could be that a believer who can handle more money and not make it about the money, perhaps, or not do wrong with the money. You see, I've often said the reason we don't get financially rich is because I'd probably leave my husband when I get mad at him. I'm so serious. I am so serious. Years ago when my kids were little, I was part of a woman's Bible study, another woman's Bible study, not the one you may have heard me talk about in the past about the raising of children. I just talked about it actually yesterday, was it? This is another Bible study. And they were talking about marriage and what holds the marriage together. And they'd say, what held your marriage together? And when they came to me, I'd say, well, the Lord, because of what he says, you know, we can't just easily go get a divorce, and we don't have the money for a divorce. See, I'm a very emotional person. Passionate. My husband says I'm passionate. That's the Sicilian in me. Anyway, and I do, I get upset, and I just want to run away from the person who's hurting me. I just want to just go away and just never come back. And yeah, I would probably have made that mistake at least a couple times in my marriage, at least a couple times a month. That's how I am. It's how I am. And so, yeah, I do believe that the Lord knows what we can and can't handle, and that some of us possibly couldn't handle that much money. I hope that I learn my lesson here sometime soon, because I wouldn't mind getting a little bit more money, and you know, but I guess I'd have to know how to behave myself and not, you know, threaten to run away. But anyway, other people might have problems like, I don't know, drugs and alcohol and stuff like that if they had too much money. And but no, that wouldn't be my problem. It would be more like a one-way ticket on a westbound train. That would be more like the thing for me. So anyway, getting back to the topic here. And by the way, this is the then some. If anybody ever wonders what I mean by current events and then some, this is what I mean. I expound a little. So what I was getting at was that if you're a child of God's, and you're being a good steward of your money, let's put it that way, and you're not doing something you shouldn't be doing with the money or whatever, here's the thing. God takes care of his own. So unless there's some other reason why you're doing it to yourself, you know, God's not going to let you fall off a building for no reason, but if you jump, hey, you did it. So no, He's not going to let you go hungry, but if you purposely do something, you know, you're doing it. He's not. So there's a difference. So we've got two things. You know, one, are you really a believer? And two, are you doing something purposely that is making your financial situation not work? Other than that, here's the thing. God takes care of his own. His own will never beg for food. So, my point, getting back to these people who voted for Obama. Yeah, I kind of jumped here, didn't I? These people who voted for Obama who thought he was going to be so great. Far more of them pay for their health insurance. And now it may actually come to a point where they're going to also pay for other people's health insurance by being taxed on their own health insurance. So I have to wonder, how do they like it? How many more people are going to end up in foreclosure because they're being taxed to death? I mean, everything is being taxed outrageously. And my point with all that I've just said here is that those who are of the Lord and who are walking correctly, we're going to be taken care of. No matter what the government does to us, we're going to be taken care of. We may have to live even a little more humbly than we do now, but we'll be taken care of. And that very fact that the Lord can show us how to live even more humbly. There's another thing, God's children. We can go to him for wisdom and we can say, okay, Lord, this is happening now. How do I get out of this? Please give me wisdom. And God will give us wisdom. And not only will he give us wisdom, but he will give us a way out of our troubles. And he will give us the humbleness that even if that means selling our house and going into something smaller. I live in a very small house now. I don't know really how much smaller we can get. But hey, if it was needed, it would be needed. I think that this is a lot of the way that the Lord does it with his people, is that he does give us the ability to ask for wisdom, and then he gives us the wisdom, and he gives us the ability to live humbly. But as far as those who voted for Obama, who are not of the Lord, oh, you know what? They're the ones who are now crying the loudest, and as well should be. Next topic. Social Security, Medicare, bleeding faster. My husband has already lost half of his retirement fund. Yes. And I've watched him for years watch this money and do things with it, and he'd tell me how big it's grown, and with what's happened with our economy, it has literally been cut in half. I have never been one to be concerned about future finances. I've just never been one to be concerned about it, and I'm still not. This doesn't even worry me. I know that God will always take care of his own, and I'm simply not scared. But I see it. I see what's happening. And I have to admit, my husband, when that happened, he realized there's only two choices: start freaking out or trust God. And I looked at him and I says, now do you see what I'm saying? You got to trust God. See, it's good to plan if you can plan. There's nothing wrong with that. But you shouldn't be relying on it. Here's the fact of it. Everything could fall out tomorrow. You can't put your faith in man. You have to put your faith in God. And that includes your finances. So here we are, Social Security, Medicare, bleeding faster, over at Washington Times. The deep economic recession has brought the days of reckoning for Social Security and Medicare much closer. With Medicare's program for hospital stays already running in the red, the Social Security expected to start taking in less cash than it pays out beginning in 2016. It's a tax, folks. That's all it is another tax. Most of us are not going to see anything. Put your faith in God, that he will always keep you working, that he will always keep you able to earn money. As I'm doing this webcast, I'm looking at yards and yards and yards and yards and yards of fabric. bolt after bolt after bolt after bolt. I have a small business. I sew. I'm also a hairdresser. I am a New York State licensed hairdresser, and a darn good one. My mother retired from the federal government, but my father, after he was done in the Air Force, became a small businessman. He owned beauty salons I worked in. The one beauty salon that I worked in the longest, I was the top earner in that beauty salon. Yeah, darn good one. I cut my own hair even. Yeah. And I did. I went out and I bought an expensive pair of scissors, because to get good scissors, they are expensive. New pair of scissors a few weeks back. I thought, you know, I don't know. I may have to get back out in the working field. But I'll tell you this much. It would be no 5-day working for me if I don't need to, because I want to still do my activism work and my small business. But I could very easily get a Saturday job cutting men's hair. I would have no problem going and cutting hair in a barber shop for men. They're easy. They're easy money. They're great tippers. Sorry, but, you know, a lot of people would say, oh, a woman cutting men's hair? Get out. I did great cutting men's hair. Our salons did both men and women. I mean, I did great with both, but the men were just easier and faster. And that's what I do, because I'd want where the fast money is. Yeah. So anyway, what I'm getting at is, I have talents. I have things I can do. Yeah. Anyway, so here's the thing. You do what you have to do. And so here's the thing. You don't count on Social Security. You don't count on a retirement plan. You count on God, that He will give you the ability to work till the day you are with Him in His presence. That's what you do. There was this beautiful elderly man in that whole scandal of that, what was that guy's name, Makoff or something like that? You know, the guy who stole everybody's money for their retirement? Well, there was an elderly man who lost his entire retirement. You know what he did? He went and got a job in a grocery store. When my kids were little and Tim would come home and say his hours were down, I'd get out that budget and I'd start figuring out those numbers, because he earns the money, but I spend the money and I'm the one who figures out how to pay all the bills. If I try to talk to him about the budget, he grabs his chest and says, you know, he's having a heart attack. So I run all the finances, and I'd get out that budget, and I rarely ever got sad. I rarely ever got scared. Instead, I'd start singing that Dolly Parton song. Come on down, have a look around. Our rich folks living in a poor folks town. We got no money, but we're rich in love. And that's one thing that we got a plenty of. So come on down, have a look around. Our rich folks living in a poor folks town. And that's what you gotta do. You gotta be happy. You know, there's enough in life to make you sad without letting money bring you down. If you're a child of God's, you shouldn't be worrying over money. No, you want to be upset? Get a righteous anger over what's going on in our country. Don't let your energy be sapped with worrying over money. That's exactly what the enemy would like you to do, both Satan and the Democratic Party. I'm serious. They want to keep you so busy worrying over money and wearing yourself out with anxiety that you don't notice what they're doing. So what it comes down to is, don't be all worrying over your finances. That's what the enemy would like you to be doing. You need your energy not only to be able to watch what's going on in this government, but to do something about it. And a little tidbit here. Anxiety in the heart of a man weighs it down. That's not good, and it's not good for your health either. Next topic. Oh boy. Pope's Hitler Youth Past revived. Eeks. Oh boy. I'm going to go to this one excerpt from this story. Oh my word. Bring it up here. This is also over at the Washington Times. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. The Pope spoke like a historian, as somebody observing from the sidelines about things that shouldn't happen. But what can you do? He was part of them, a German who joined the Hitler Youth and Hitler's army. End quote. Wire agencies quoted Parliament Speaker, I don't know how to pronounce this name, Rovan Rivlin, as saying. There's three comments on this at this time, and I'm the middle one. The Catholic Church leaders believe that the Catholic Church is the new Israel. They also believe that the harlot spoken of in Revelations is a past tense reference to Jerusalem. I spoke to a Calvary Chapel minister who told me that the Catholic Church does this to seek to stop people from blessing the real Israel and to instead pay attention and give special treatment to the Catholic Church. It does not surprise me that the Catholic Church leaders would put in a man who was part of Hitler's army as a youth as their leader. I'm going to leave it at that and also suggest that you get into my archives on the page that you're hearing this on. There's an archive down at the bottom, an archive link. Click on that and see yesterday's headline and commentary. I talk about a headline from yesterday on the Washington Times where the Pope is pushing for a two-state Israel. It's bad, folks. It's really bad. That's the equivalent of asking America to give up half of her land to her enemy. Thank you for listening. I'm Deborah J.M. Smith. This is informingchristians.com, also known as deborahjmsmith.com.